occupational therapist and a certified aging in place specialist. And this is the Home Designs for Life podcast, your resource for aging in place and universal design. For more resources on aging in place, please visit my website, homedesignsforlife.com. There you will find my blog and more valuable information on how you can age in place and create a home for life. Hello, everyone, and thank you for being with me today. My guest is John O'Brien. He is the CEO, and I'm very excited to have him here with me. John, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for inviting us to your show, Janet. Really appreciate that.
Yes. John, I know HealthCraft was founded in 1994, and they make safety products for residential and commercial. Can you tell us a little bit more about HealthCraft?
Sure thing, Janet. So HealthCraft is, we're a design and manufacture company based in Ottawa, Canada. We actually do make products here right in North America. We take great pride in the design of innovative products. As a company, our niche is fall prevention. We consider ourselves what they call a purpose-driven company, and that's what we do here. The company purpose, I could summarize that in three words. Although what I might do is, if you want to hear a little bit of a story about the company, I could share that with you.
I would love to. I have heard that there is an entertaining story behind the Super Bowl product.
There is that. We've got quite a few of them. The Super Bowl, I can get into that one. That is our flagship product. When we're talking about what led us to the Super Bowl, what kind of really put a point to our industry is a flight I took with down to a trade show in Las Vegas. And this was prior to the days of smartphones, that everyone's looking at their smartphone. We'd pick up conversations with our seatmate. And the gentleman beside me, very polished, professional, confident gentleman. And there he was. And we were talking about various things, why he was heading down to his conference. And I asked him what he did. He shared some things about his organization. And within 30 seconds, this polished, very professional gentleman was in tears. And why was that? It was because I told him what we did, that we help prevent falls. We make equipment to help prevent falls. And that just struck a chord, because he had just gone through a very frustrating experience with his mother, who loved dearly. And he suspected that she might be at risk, but he didn't take action. He didn't know quite what to do. And then he felt so guilty that something happened, then he didn't do something. And then he had to deal with making changes for mom coming home with an injury. And he just said it was the most frustrating thing he's ever had to do, to find the information he needed, what's possible, what will cost, can it be done at home? Who can I help to do those changes, design them? What equipment do I need? All, you know, the questions. And so it really drove home to me. This was how it can just impact lives, the family, the person who's had the fall. So to get back to our company purpose, fall prevention is what we do. Fall prevention simplified is our purpose. We want to simplify fall prevention with products, education, all those kind of things. So that's HealthCraft in a nutshell.
Okay, I love that. I don't know if you're aware that I teach the CAP certification for the National Association of Home Builders, and I always explain it in that way, that everything that we're learning about design, the foundation is fall prevention. That is the sole reason why we are talking about all of this, is to prevent falls.
I like that message. I love when I heard that course first came out, and that it gives something, that because there was so much hunger years ago when we first got into the building industry. We started with wheelchair stores, and we came across into the building industry to help. And we just saw the hunger that there was to learn more, because they were hearing it from their clients and they want to offer that service. And you're quite right. There's a lot of things that we proactively think about as a society for when we get older. And there are some things that we put off, of course, but it's just unfortunate that there's so much stigma and soft issues related to fall prevention planning. And you're right. It is the number one reason to put people in a hospital. So I'm glad to see the emphasis that you're putting on fall prevention and what you're teaching.
Yes. So tell me about the Super Bowl story.
Aha, the Super Bowl. So that was one of our early products. And so Healthcraft has this interesting founding DNA. I'm one of three founding partners, and myself, I'm a mechanical design engineer. I bring that. I can look at physical materials and craft the design out of it. My other two partners, one is an occupational therapist like yourself, and a very residential modification of what can equipment do kind of occupational therapist. And then thirdly, our senior partner owned a wheelchair store. So you take those experiences and specialties and make that a company DNA, and it creates some wonderful, I guess, information to onto which to base a company and to course correct and learn. Now, having said all that, my partner who has a wheelchair store has access to all the products, had an aging parent, his father, who loved taking baths. And as he noticed that his dad was struggling in and out of that bathtub, he said, "Dad, why don't I put a grab bar for you?" And he put the grab bar and on the sidewall of the bathtub, as we normally see, and checked in with his dad not too long after that installation and asked him, "How's it going?" He said, "I'm not using it. I don't like it." And it wasn't the reason he thought. His dad was an engineer as well. And he just said, "I'm in the bathtub," if you can imagine, in this orientation, just forward. And the bathtub, the support is on the side. And his dad just used his engineering mind to say, "That's not the best support. I want something that's in front of me." And so he actually, in his bathroom, and for your listeners who are just listening on audio here, you can see in my studio, in our Healthcraft studio here, I've got a broomstick on the back wall here. And that's the broomstick that he put across one side of the tub to the other. Better located support. Light bulb went off. So then Don said, "John, we have to solve this better than giving my dad a broomstick." So the question was, how do we take the equivalent of a broomstick handle and secure it so it doesn't move, that you can lean on it? And actually, it's low at that height. So let's move it up a little bit. And so that was the essence of the start of the nebulous core of an idea to have a horizontal bar across a bathtub. And then how do we support that thing? And the idea is, at the time, there were these things called floor-to-ceiling poles. Mm-hmm. And they looked quite clunky, like a piece of plumbing almost. And we thought, maybe we'll add on to something on that to one of the existing poles. We ended up creating our own pole, a floor-to-ceiling pole, onto which we mounted this horizontal bar. And then how do we get it fixed in place? It's been the way if it's fixed in place. So we came up with a lift and unlock kind of motion for this bar. So it ended up being quite a breakthrough in our industry, because grab bars are good, but sometimes they're not the best location. Like, not all transfers happen exactly where there's a wall nearby. So we generally have a floor and a ceiling in our built environment. So by expansion fit, and we're not talking the spring-loaded kind of thing that you have with those shower bars that fall down. We are talking solid expansion fit, but it generates between 300 and 600 pounds of force to hold that in place, and good floor and ceiling interfaces onto which we mount that bar that is right in front. And then you're standing in the bath, pivot, lock it so it swings out, and you're stepping out with the support, and you've got the bar and pole. So that's the starting story behind the Super Pole, is watching a broomstick over a bathtub.
That's amazing. And how much weight can the Super Pole hold?
So we've got a few models, but our basic one holds 300-pound user. So it's like a standard ADA guideline kind of rating to it.
Okay, great. Tell us how Healthcraft products have evolved, because I've been on your website. I know that your company makes beautiful products that are aesthetically pleasing, completely blend into the environment, specifically the Invisalign and the Plus line of products. How does Healthcraft blend functionality and aesthetics to enhance both home safety and particularly in the bathroom environment?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm as an engineer, I'm always looking at what's the great question? What's the constraint? What's the underlying issue here? And we found that one of our design principles is get support better located, right? And another one of our design principles is we started in this industry and it was literally a few minutes before I heard that common phrase that we hear from your clients. Yeah, I know I need it, but I don't want it type of things, right? And that's a shame that safety is put aside because of an aesthetic reason, a pride reason, a belief system, whatever. In the terms of your question about the bathroom, we make standard grab bars. We make them in a lot of different sizes and finishes. We do that. We have different colors that we can finish them right here on site. But I wanted to solve that in a more wholesome way, and that is to solve the acceptance challenge. So we looked at how could we get grab bars accepted to make them. And the answer to that is we have to make them not look like grab bars, but yet function like grab bars.
Right.
And so we looked at that and we said, what would be accepted if not a grab bar? And we looked at the walls of bathrooms. And at that same time, I'm so ashamed, this thing was right under my nose all the time. And that is my partner, who is an occupational therapist. I would listen to him talk about the stories. Maybe you have a few yourself about, let's call her Mrs. Smith, who doesn't want the grab bar because check the box. It'll ruin my nice tile. It will. What will my neighbors think? What will? It makes me feel old. That's for old people. You name the. But yet she's got that soap dish, that ceramic soap dish that's glued into the wall. And my partner, the story I was relating is how many times he's had Mrs. Smith had the fall, grabbed onto the soap dish, and now with the soap dishes in her hand, and she's on the ground. Right. So that's what. It was just one of those accepted things, unfortunately, that this is something that was happening in the industry. So we said, why don't we just make a stronger soap dish that doesn't look like a grab bar? And so we pioneered that whole design idea. And we actually came up with 5 bathroom accessories that in the end we tested them that could hold 500 pounds of weight capacity. So if you need it to grab onto that soap dish or a corner shelf or a shampoo shelf or a towel bar, it could handle it. And yet it didn't have, when we looked at what the psychology of what tells people visually, products speak to us. And any product that you look at, it's telling you something about itself, that I am this, you use me this way, I have this meaning to me. Grab bars have certain cues that tell you that they're a grab bar. One of those is a round flange, right? And that tubular design and the whole bit. So our approach with our first products that were grab bars that don't look like grab bars was to not have a flange on them. So they had a design extension. Would you like to see one? I've got one
here. I would love to.
All right. So this is, if you can imagine on a wall, it's actually a toilet paper holder, right? So on the wall, no flange, and the toilet paper roll fits in here, and there's just a little removable pin. And so that is something that, imagine as you're toileting and you want just mild to moderate support, you've got that right beside you. And it's you can put it in an advantageous location to lean forward and grab onto that. That's one example. But the idea there is strong, not a spindly hand grip. This is a 1¼-inch. So it's ADA compliant for its diameter and for its walled spacing as well. It's ADA compliant. Mm-hmm. So that's an example of just using something that you have to have on the wall anyways, and not having to have 2 things on the wall. If someone they're willing to accept that support, your wall starts to look a little cluttered if you've got a bunch of grab bars and plus the bathroom accessories. So it's call them a 2-in-1 grab bar.
And you know what I like about that product is that because it has that U shape to it, you can use it to push off, but yes, you can also use it to pull up, and then correct, you can also use it for stability, which I think that the grab bar normally that is placed on the wall next to the toilet has limitations because it can help you as you're getting down to sit down, but it doesn't help you so much when you want to get off the toilet.
Right. Yeah, it's true. If you, with that curve, you've got a few different grabbing capacities there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's attractive. In my classes, I think we actually have a picture of one of your products in the CAP classes. And people are fascinated by that, but especially people that don't work in healthcare, that they have no idea that doubles as a grab bar. Does Healthcraft also make the grab bar towel bar combo?
We do. Yeah, we were, when we came up with the idea to make grab bars that don't look like grab bars, we introduced them at KBIS in 2008, and we wanted to have more than one. And so we really looked at what is commonly found in a bathroom. You're quite right. Actually, let me show you, I'll show you a bit of a collection here too. And you can see on the wall a few of our other products in their packaging too. So Invisia was the first one that came out, and I said did not have the cues of the flanges. And that, I'll say, is a premium price point product. We wanted to ultimately come up with a standard price product. So that we came up with one called Plus Series. So I'll see how much I can fit into the camera frame here. And to answer your questions, there is towel bar. Mm-hmm. We have two different sizes of this for the 16-inch and 24-inch size. Shampoo shelf. You can imagine shampoo bottles fitting in here and sitting on this shelf right here. Right there.
I like that very much. Yeah.
And a corner shelf right here. It's in a little nook in the corner. Again, 500 pounds weight capacity. And just a little something to hold a face cloth that can be near the, when you're at the sink or even stepping out of the bath. We have a version of this too that's mounted more in this direction. It has a holder for a toilet paper. I don't have that here at the moment. And we have another one that holds a robe. Just again, it could be at a, that could be at a height as you exit the shower, a dangerous maneuver. And we have a few other products associated with support that doesn't look like support.
Okay, that's beautiful. Now, I personally like the brass finish. Do your products come in, let's say, like the matte black that's very popular now?
Yes, we do. The standards, by and large, are polished, like a bright chrome, and then
the brush.
And we have the brushed finish as well. We find that makes up about 80, 90% of the market. However, we've got right on site here, as a manufacturer, we've got a Think paint line, but it's actually, we're not applying a liquid paint. We're actually baking a plastic onto the parts. So it's a very tough and it's an environmentally friendly surface coating. It's called powder coat. And the interesting thing with powder coating is how rugged it is, but how many different colors and finishes that it comes in. So we have just an amazing matte black with a bit of texture to it. So that's available. And we also have an oil rub bronze. So that's another popular one. And we have a white and things like that too.
Okay. And all of these products are also non-skid? Non-skid or non-slip?
So that's slip where we have... So they are polished products, and that's where we have to walk that line between what people will accept and what matches my beloved plumbing fixtures. But we, in the case of the polished, we do have the brushed version of that too. So that gives you a bit more traction. Now, having said that, we have another product coming out that is actually an adhesive that'll fit onto that you'll get a true friction coating as well. There's a few options to, and then our powder coats, like for example, the matte black is a textured matte black. It is a fine balance. We know there's things we'd like to have out there, and then the things that will be accepted is the balance we have to maintain.
Yes. I'm glad to know that you are coming up with innovations that include the non-slip technology. And I think that as you have more younger people aging, they will be excited about companies that create products that are not just in the polished chrome and the brushed nickel.
Yeah.
Now, sure. I love the towel bar grab bar combination. That really is one of my favorite grab bars because as an OT, I saw that in people's homes all the time where the towel was hanging over the grab bar And so now the grab bar was no longer accessible. And then it was also not safe because the towel made it slip. So that is a great product that I think people need to use more in their bathroom and incorporate into their design, because it just works harder for you. It's working double duty, like you said earlier.
Absolutely. I love it. People who can appreciate the nuances of the design, and you're quite right, because we could have made a towel bar that just held the weight and you put the towel over the bar, but that means you're grabbing onto a towel to grab onto the bar. So that little railing below there's a lot more to it than people realize to keep that grip clear. So it's no, appreciate that. And yeah, it's interesting when we're talking to OTs like yourself, how everyone has their favorite finish and product. And I'm with you on the towel bar. That is one of our favorites. We have another one. Unfortunately, I don't have it with me, but we created a bathroom accessory that it wasn't used before. It wasn't in our collective minds as something you put in your bathroom, but it just fit it. In the shower environment, you have that control valve, which has generally got a round plate on it. And we thought, we see clients in need, at risk, that have to operate that control. And you know what? To have one hand occupied doing something, it's a good idea to have a support, because sometimes when you're working on one thing, it's a cognitive load. We actually created a ring that goes around the shower valve. We called it accent ring. And it's about 12 inches in diameter. But yeah, it just fits around this ring. It acts like a frame, and only you know that it's a grab bar and actually, it's in a convenient location to help people get in and out. It's halfway across, right?
Yeah, that's very nice, because as an OT, that is one area where I always recommend a grab bar is below the controls. That's a very convenient place to have a horizontal grab bar attached to the wall.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I also really like the innovation, which I don't think I've seen before, where the caddy that you have for toiletries inside the shower area. And that was always a pet peeve of mine in people's homes, is that if people don't have a niche built into their shower system, which a lot of older homes, they don't, then people place them on the floor, which actually creates a fall hazard, because you're having to reach down to the floor, pick up your bottle. Usually these bottles of shampoo and conditioner, I'm thinking as a woman, because I am a woman, they're heavy. And this would happen all the time, where it would slip because your hands are soapy and it would fall on your foot, and that hurts.
Oh, yeah. So especially those Costco sized ones, right?
Yes. One thing I would suggest to patients was, why don't you take your toiletries and put them in a travel size container, and then have a suction cup little tray that you can place in your shower. And then that way you have your items that are accessible to you at chest height, and they're also not heavy and they're off the floor. But
I love that.
I think this is much better, where it doubles as a grab bar and then it can support the weight. I still think people shouldn't have these big heavy shampoo bottles, because it's too hard to get your hand around them. But that grab bar is just a great option for someone who didn't have a niche built in that also needs that safety support in the shower.
Yeah, definitely. That is one of our more popular products by number sold, is that shampoo shelf for the sidewall. And you're quite right. Some people would like a niche. They don't have one. Builders who are trying to hit a budget for their clients, our grab bar, niches are expensive, and there's potential for water leakage in a niche too. It gives the function to hold the bottles, but it also gives a grab bar support too. Yeah. Funny story. You can have the storage along the side, but we can also have it in the corner. And So this is one of our shampoo corner shelf, and it can hold quite a number of bottles in the corner too. And you would normally, these are installed at grab bar height. However, we have our dealers tell us they get inventive, and we've heard of these being installed about 6-10 inches above the ground level. And why?
Yeah.
For being able to rest your foot on there for shaving, right? For ladies to shave. And we've had dealers who've installed them up high. I forget the exact state it was, but it's a tradition in this state that you have a, before going out for the football game in the cold fall, you take a hot shower and you have a beer up on that upper shelf. So anyways, funny story. One of the interesting things we hear back from our dealers.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you that question. I see on your website that a customer can buy directly from your website, but now Healthcraft also has distributorship relationships with companies.
Yes, we do. We've got a long history of working with our partners for installation. You know, our products generally have to be installed. And so there's a great opportunity for dealers who have a mindset to provide a complete solution and want good quality products. So we're very quick to offer a local reseller of our products that can help guide, install products, work with a local therapist. And then we do get those cases where people say, I'm a contractor myself, or I have a contractor who's doing a complete project for me. I want some specific things. So it really is the world we live in these days. It's called omnichannel, where the products are available from a number of different areas. But the biggest thing is we want to value our dealers who can provide that installation service. And then that's always our number one recommendation.
Okay, great. Tell me about what are some of the most innovative solutions that Healthcraft has developed for bathroom
right.
safety?
It's there's over the years, it's interesting just looking back. We like to look at things that just what doesn't make sense here? That soap dish story. Why are we accepting this? What can be done about this? And even that story I told you about the super pole and the super bar, mm-hmm. this support, which is what you'd want if you're trying to pull up from a standing and you've got limited range of motion and pain versus this. And we actually had in a trade show booth one time, we created a bicycle that had a weird handlebars to it. And it was to demonstrate the point. We made a bicycle that had, instead of the handlebars up front, we bent a piece of tube in our shop and we had the tube to the handlebar holder come along the side and then up like this.
Okay.
And it made a point that we're driving our bicycles weird if we're doing this. Better located support, right? So it was just things like that. And so we pioneered with, I'll say, pivot and lock support on that super. I can actually demonstrate it for you. And a couple of other things we did is we pioneered something called offset support. I can demonstrate that one to you as well. But and we've done some recent innovations with installation, grab bars, finding what's in that wall behind, where are the studs, where do I want the grab bar versus where's the studs. We've come up with a solution that eliminates the need for studs in most cases as well. So it's
tell me
just
about that solution.
Okay, we got you covered here. Why don't we show you that one first? Yeah, it's going to be available soon. It's called their Easy Mount, but basically, instead of putting screws into the wall with a grab bar flange, we have you drill a hole into the wall that's about 1 1/4 inches. And that gives us access to insert this fastener through the wall so it can expand and grab onto a large section of the wall behind. And then it provides a matching surface for the grab bar to grab onto. I say 1 1/4 inch hole and think, oh my goodness, there's a big hole in the wall. But grab bar flanges are typically 3 inches in diameter, right? I'll just take this out. So this is what you end up with on the front of the wall. And behind the wall is what's doing all the work. But this has threaded holes in it that line up with where a grab bar wants to have its. And we give you little screws and machine screws. This is a piece of metal that has a thickness to it. So the machine screws grab onto the threaded holes within here. Now, what does the work? And what inserts behind that hole is this thing right here. if you can see. So if you can imagine going through the hole, and there it is. All right. So you steer it with these two plastic supports here through the hole, and then you pull it tight. And then there is this little surface right on the front that it's like a zip tie. I won't do it here, but it goes, you'd hear it go snap, and it's now holding that in place. Inside here is a threaded fastener into which we have a long screw that I'm getting fumbling here, but there you go, through the wall. And this is effectively on the back. Mm-hmm. Behind the wall, these guys right here just snap out of the way, and this little black faceplate holds it in place. You've now got this surface area behind the wall, and even in just pure drywall, we've got two of these holding a grab bar on, and it meets the ADA requirements. We can pull with over that 250 pounds and weight. So, ideally, you're putting your grab bars into 2x4 studs or wood block. Right. That's job one. But when it's not possible and it's important, you've got this option here.
So that's fascinating. So that takes the job of a stud behind Correct. The wall.
That's right.
And it can support up to 250 pounds?
Yeah. So each two of them holding the grab bar in place, we've tested that. We have a testing facility in-house here. And it actually exceeds that. And more typically, you've got backing board made of concrete or some other composite material, plus some tiles. The strength of your wall is even stronger than that. We want to make sure, just for drywall alone, that it would do the job. So it's very empowering to make sure that you go into that customer location and you put your pieces of masking tape. I want a grab bar here. The wall studs are not there. You've got an option here.
Yes, and that it tends to be a very common problem by the toilet when you want to place the grab bars on the wall behind the toilet because right. you want the swing away grab bars is right. you never have the studs located where yeah. it's going to be equally on each side of the toilet. So that would be a great
interesting
product
yes.
to use in that instance, because really the toilet transfers tend to be the first area that people have issues with when they start having mobility issues, losing their independence.
Yeah.
That is where we see people needing help yeah. the soonest and yes. needing a modification. And oftentimes raising the toilet height isn't enough. You right. also need grab bars and preferably the swing away grab bars. Instead of the ones yeah. that mount on the walls.
Yeah. And to your point, if there is a wall adjacent that you can put the grab bar on, that's very convenient. And as our clinical educator, Sandy, will remind me, two-point support, even better, right? And now one thing I will, just for clarity's sake, when you say the swing away grab bars, the wall-mounted swing down ones, if we're referring to those ones, they mm-hmm. actually put a little bit, if they have a small wall plate, they actually put more force. They've actually got a force amplifier. These ones would not be applicable for that application.
Okay.
Now, we do have a solution for that where we have swing down grab bar or swing down rails where we have a mast that mounts into the floor. And then you can get good structure in the floor as well. But yeah, that is a tricky one. Probably the least favorite item to install, because most typically you're taking out wall and putting in blocking, or you're taking out the wall surface and putting in blocking to support those things, unless you've made provision for them. Did you want to see another one of the product innovations here?
Yes, I would. Okay. I'd like to see, you said you were going to show us the Super Pole.
Let's do that. Okay. So we're going to swing the camera around. So I'll just warn people that so they don't get dizzy. We don't want to cause falls here.
Yeah.
All righty. We're gonna pivot that camera over here, and I'll try to speak a little bit louder. So this is our Super Pole, and fixed between the floor and the ceiling. And we've got a proper drywall ceiling in here. So you can see aggressively, it's not screwed in the ceiling. It's purely expansion fit. On the ceiling is a 20-inch by about 3-inch wide anchor plate. Yeah, thanks, Sandy. That's a good idea. Look up, way up. There you go. And you can see, and that's providing both side-to-side support of this pole. There's also a feature in the top of the pole that prevents rotation of the pole, and that's super important. We've got a pole, which by itself, I now have support anywhere in the room, beside a bed, beside a toilet that doesn't have walls nearby.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of options. And it's not as well known in some geographical areas, we find, that the whole idea of a floor-to-ceiling pole, or there's a perception that how can that be strong? And a lot of times we're thinking about those spring-loaded shower curtains that fall down if you pull on the shower curtain too hard. But you saw an example of how strong that is. And again, broomstick. I'll show you how. And I have in front of me, I'm sitting on a bench, and I have another seat, which simulates a transfer that I'd want to make. I'd park it right beside my knee if it's a wheelchair. And this is how we lock this. So now that's not quite optimal. Although if I'm adjusting clothes or whatever, I can lean on this. And it's just a simple lift, and it locks every 45 degrees.
Okay.
And so I can put a lot of lateral force. I can put all my weight on that. And depending on the range of mobility, pain, capabilities of motion, we can put this in the best located position. And here we are. I want to transfer, so I need to create force to swing myself around. I can weight bear a little bit on my feet. And then I can use an upper grip. Actually, why don't we get Sandy? Would you mind, Sandy, to show? She'll better explain this for us. Everybody, meet Sandy Alexander, our clinical educator.
Hi.
Hi, Sandy.
Nice to see everybody. Ideally, we want to be able to lean forward to start that standing up process. I would actually move this a little further, and I would have the chair actually coming in this direction so that my bottom doesn't need to swing a full 180 degrees. It only needs to swing 90 degrees. And you're getting the bottom in there. There we go. Ideally, I'm leaning forward. Two hands apart gives you a wider base of support. So I can have one hand on the horizontal, one on the vertical. And I think I'll do that for this transfer so that I can bring myself forward, get the weight over my feet, come to standing. And once I'm secure, I can pivot to be able to turn, move my feet, and then with two hands on the horizontal bar or one hand up on the vertical, then I can lower safely down. So I'll just do that in reverse. Two hands on the horizontal bar to stand, pivot, and move my feet slowly and with as much support as I need, and then to sit. And that's the beauty of the pivot lock
process. That's great because you can use it not only to enter and exit the shower, but you can use it by the toilet. You can use it by your bed.
Yes. It's excellent at the bedside or in the living room.
Or in the living room.
The couch or even a lift chair. Some people need the support to do the transfer. So the lift chair will get you into the upright posture, but you need the support to be able to move your feet towards that wheelchair or wherever you're headed.
Right. And so I can move this from room to how easy is it to move it from room to room?
It's not something you would do day to day, transfer to transfer, because if I need this by the chair to transfer in and out of the chair, I personally can't take it with me to get to the bedroom. So I would want one in the living room and one in the bedroom.
Yes. Okay. And how about for a caregiver? If the person had a caregiver, how easy is it for a caregiver to change its location?
It's not intended to be moved
for
individual transfers. If you go to the cottage for a week, absolutely. You can take it with you to go to the cottage or to a vacation home of any sort. You take it with you. But for the different transfers day to day, you wouldn't be moving it room to room.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. I'm curious, Sandy, how much does that super pole cost?
I will leave that to John.
Okay.
Yeah, they're generally in the $200 to $350 range, depending on
that. Okay, that's affordable, considering the independence that it gives you.
Yeah, and this is something that some people do feel comfortable to self-install. It's got a large jack screw on the bottom, and there's some assembly required. But it is in the realm of people who have, I'll say, a handy person in the household or in their little orbit of friends and family. Yeah. And we've certainly, I gave one to a friend last week who had a family member coming for a few weeks. So it just, peace of mind, right? And they didn't mind, they didn't want to put grab bars into their walls, but they were okay with this.
Okay, great. Yeah, you're not changing anything about the structure of your home. So that's a great product, especially for people who have more than one home, which baby boomers or retirees. I grew up in Florida, in South Florida. I'm from Miami. So I am very accustomed to having the people who come to our state in the winter time.
Yes. Setting up a southern address.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be handy. I was involved in the setup of this pole. It just requires somebody with enough dexterity and getting down on your knees at one point. So it doesn't actually have to be a handy person. It can be almost any homeowner that could install it.
Okay. All right. So I heard Sandy say that any homeowner can install it. You don't have to be handy. You don't have to be strong. To me, that sounds like a universal design principle, that it's simple and intuitive and requires low physical effort.
You got it. Yes, you got it. Yes.
Great. Yeah. So, John, tell me about future market trends that you're seeing in this area.
Yes. I think Sandy put it in an interesting way. Our present state of our market suffers a little bit from past products, that the people who are needing these products have seen some very clunky looking things. And Sandy will tell this story about how she'll visit one of her clients who's been prescribed this equipment. And in Canada, we have these programs that will give them some of this equipment. Okay. And sure enough, it's there, it's been given, and it's
in the closet,
not installed, because that's for old people or maybe when I'm really need it. So we have that. Compound on top of that, we have what I call the HGTV effect, where, you know, our bar has collectively been raised, that our home is an expression of who we are and what's our cocoon. It's a statement of our design. And so there's a big insistence on style. And one thing our industry has not done a good job on is awareness that we exist and that what exists, because quite commonly in the big box stores, you'll see a collection of grab bars that have different finishes, but there's more to it than that. And both in function and in the pivot and lock, we have that in a wall mounted grab bar too, that swings out from the wall. Actually, there's an awareness issue. We're finding that there's a big insistence on aesthetic, and we're trying to really create solutions for that. Less bathtubs for sure, more showers, and zero thresholds for sure. We're seeing adaptations where a lot of bathtubs are having those tub cuts to get around that challenge of raising that. A lot of those are happening now. We're seeing that. We're also seeing, who doesn't love a soaker tub, however, not so accessible. So we're trying to grapple with that. So that's some of the things that we're seeing in design. And rightly, just because someone is an older adult and their abilities have diminished, or their balance or strength have diminished, it doesn't mean they still want that beautiful bathroom, right?
Right. And
so that's what we're hoping to do with Invisia and the Plus series, is to give them that option. I on that point, I've got another product that I'd like to show you. This one gets a lot of comments. So the premise here is we're all about fall prevention, fall safety, and we believe that, like you identified, there's situations that can increase your risk of a fall. And standing versus sitting, safer sitting, right? Our industry has solutions for sitting for a shower, and I'll say they look like our industry, most of them, right? They have that white and aluminum legs and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we decided we want to make a seated surface that looked like a spa. So you want to tell me what you think?
I'm listening. I like spas.
So this, if you can imagine, it's called our Serena seat. It's a wall-mounted seat.
Okay.
We introduced this to the world a few years back, and it mounts to the wall, and it folds down, and it holds up to 500 pounds.
Okay.
Comes in different widths, comes in different finishes. This is our, and it mounts to the wall, and these, instead of metal, or this is a very warm to the touch wood, but it's an engineered bamboo product. So it's very warm to the touch. It's got a very rugged surface finish on it. And these are actually removable. So I don't know if the camera would pick that up, but there's wall,
yes.
It exposes holes in the back that allows you to mount it to the wall with quite a wide stance on the wall. And so when you talk about mom or dad not wanting their bathroom to look different,
yes,
but wanting it to be safe, this is a, this plus some of our Invisia products, you've got an accessible bathroom that is safe.
And you do. And I love that. And I've been preaching for many years that people should sit in the shower, at least do a portion of their, yes, bathing tasks in the seated position, because it's much safer. At, yeah, one point, we're going to close our eyes to wash our hair. We're going to look down to wash our feet. Just so many different things that you do in the shower. Soap gets into your eyes. And so it's great to be able to sit when you need, definitely, to sit.
Yeah.
And then also one thing I really like about your chair is, yeah, that it is wide enough, because most, yes, of the bath benches that you see that are attractive, like the teak benches that you can buy on Amazon, they are so narrow, yeah, that unless you have a petite, well, your average man is not, yes, going, yes, to fit on that seat.
Yes, it's very true. We have a couple of different widths.
Okay.
We have an 18-inch and a 30-inch wide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. And I like the back as well, because that is also going to make it much more comfortable while you're in the shower. To not have a back is not comfortable.
Yes.
Especially for older people that we tend to have kind of, as we age, there could be issues with the spine. Just so many different things that not having that back support is going to make it less tolerable for someone and more taxing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you knew this, but bathing is actually one of the activities of daily living that requires the most energy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is the, we're talking about fragmentation of our industry. And this is the kind of magic that happens when we talk between our specialties, right? You learn these things and we,
yeah,
can really,
people will
really
tell you. Yeah. You talk to a client and they'll say, oh, it's exhausting to take a shower. And that's because it is, especially for someone who has health issues,
right,
has low endurance. Taking a shower is going to be more tiring, especially if they use hot water and you have steam that's building up in that room and there's no way for that steam to escape.
Okay,
that's also going to cause the heart to work harder because it thinks you're exercising, right? It thinks, yes, you're running down the street. So your,
right,
heart is pumping more blood throughout,
yes,
your body.
Yep.
So that makes you more tired.
Yep. Yep. For sure. Interesting.
But yeah. So I love that product. I think it's just crucial to have a seated surface inside the shower. And I much prefer a wall hung benches rather than the built-in benches, because the built-in benches take up space, they take up valuable space, they require more maintenance, and they are also cold. And then they have a big issue with hygiene. If there's no way for that water to run,
right,
through,
yes,
then what's happening? Now we're putting the person at risk for a urinary tract infection.
It's an interesting when you take it down to all those levels, and it's a great point. And yeah, when you take a bathtub and a 5-foot bathtub's footprint and put a shower in its place and you have a permanent seat area, that for the people who just want to stand, maybe there's many people in that household, they've got less floor space there versus a surface that flips up and then you've suddenly
got... Exactly, and now it's out of the way.
Yeah. I'll add on top of some very excellent medical and occupational therapy points, we've had builders tell us that for them to go in and finish a job, those seat surfaces are more complicated. And B, to your point, even though they try to be as good as they can at waterproofing them, they have failures and it's a warranty claim for them. And the glass panel, depending how they build it, that they want to put on the side where that seat surface is located, that glass panel has to be custom cut every time. So that's a delay as well.
That's a great point.
Interesting, yes. Isn't it? Yeah. So the builders that we show this to, it's the light bulbs go off saying that this is going to save me so much fuss. I can get the job done quicker. The customers are going to love the added floor space. My glass panel now becomes standard. And you raise some other good points that builder can also talk about.
Warmth. And it looks better.
Right
it
on.
Looks more modern.
There you go. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So what is the cost of that seat, that product?
Yeah, we've got a few different models of this that have different frame structures, different finishes, different wood colors. So they range between $300 and $700 type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have ones that are made out of stainless steel, ones that are made out of aluminum with a coating on them. And there's more models coming too.
When you consider that a surgery at the hospital will cost about $30,000,
right,
then $300 isn't bad.
Right on.
I just learned, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we were talking about falls at the beginning of the show. And falls in older people usually result in one of two types of injuries.
Right.
One is a hip fracture.
Yes.
And the other is a traumatic brain injury, which both are very serious.
Yes.
And the death rate for someone who has experienced a hip fracture, it is 33% for a woman. If a woman fractures her hip within that year, her incidence or risk of dying go up to 33%. And for a man, it's 37%.
Yeah, in that 1 year, right? Wow.
So that's important. Right there. You could be a perfectly healthy person that trips over the threshold going from your patio inside your house, which let me tell you, happens a lot because those thresholds are pretty high. And then you fall on your side, break your hip, and I was just talking to someone the other day and I brought that up and he said to me, oh, that's what happened to my dad. And he died within 6 months of having the hip surgery.
Yep. Yeah. So, it's interesting. And I'm writing a book on this and it's been interesting to just about connecting those fragmented elements of our industry. And you raise a good point. There's so much I call them my five surprising truths about falls.
That's great.
Yep. And you went through them all. They're much more common than you realize. Unfortunately, these things are realized often in the rearview mirror, right? It's happened. And they're more common than you realize. 1 in 3 fall over the age of 65 every year. And then you get into they're more negatively impacting than people realize. We think, oh, I fell, I'm going to get up and I dust myself off and away I go. And hopefully that's the case. Number three is they're very misunderstood for their causes. And we've talked about a bunch of things, everything from, it could be just a temporary situation, a temporary illness. It could be a blood pressure issue, getting used to new drugs. It could be a vitamin deficiency. It can be a visual change. On it goes. So they're very misunderstood. I'm trying to bring together all those issues that people don't typically know. And just sometimes that knowledge is very powerful. And I'll say they're very challenging to solve at times because of a lot what the built environment makes possible, what people understand, and also just acceptance issues. So they're challenging to solve, but the fifth truth is that there's so many of them that are preventable. and that don't have to happen, right? So that's
especially the ones related to the home environment. So according to the Centers for Disease Control, people fall for four main reasons. So you've mentioned a few. So one is physical debility, okay, generalized weakness, problems with your vision, taking medications incorrectly, and hazards in the home.
Right.
And one third of falls are directly related to hazards in the home.
Right.
And so those are totally preventable.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. There's so many, this is a safety issue, and there's been so many safety paradigms in history that have changed. Something has happened. There's been a few triggering events. There's been a critical mass of things that have happened. And we're now all good with wearing those seat belts in the car, and you feel a little bit odd if you don't. And I grew up skiing without a helmet. Now I wouldn't be seen without my helmet, right? And we all have our smoke alarms and all those things. Grab bars in the shower. That's
yeah. Really deep.
And oddly enough, we have a grab bar down our stairs, which is statistically not quite as dangerous as a bathroom. And we're all cool with having this grab bar on our stairs because it's the thing we do.
I think, John, and this is going to be the last point, is that it all goes back to making it look good. I was just watching this Netflix special, You Are What You Eat.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you've had a chance to see it, but it's a great show, great series. And they talk about how having a plant-based diet is going to make people healthier. Plus, it is going to save the earth because having people consuming meat is just wreaking havoc on the environment.
Yeah.
And they said that they have realized that talking to people, trying to rationalize with them and explaining to them how it's bad for your health, it's bad for the environment, we have to consume less meat, eat more vegetables, more fruits, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
What works is making plant-based foods that taste like meat and have the texture of meat.
That works. You give
them
an
option. That is what that industry is doing.
Right.
And I liken it to our industry is that you have to make products that look good, that blend with their existing environment and that are not going to stand out, products that have general appeal, products that are going to increase your property value. Then people will go ahead and put that in their bathroom.
Here. Rolled.
Yeah. But thank you, John, so much. And Sandy, thank you for being with us today as well. We love having OTs on
You're
the
welcome.
Show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And John, I'd love to have you come back. Maybe in the future, you can talk to us about a future product or new things that are going on in the industry.
There's always so much to talk about. It'd be my pleasure, but thank you for having me.
Okay, you're welcome.